بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، وجزه عنا ما هو أهله، وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله والصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers. Now we have to say علماء الكرام inshallah. Soon to be. And our mothers and sisters who are present and those who are listening over streaming. There is one couplet of poetry that comes to mind. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai جس دل میں تو نہ ہو، بس نام کا وہ گل ہے جس گل میں بو نہ ہو. So in the Urdu language, the poet says that کس کام کا وہ دل ہے جس دل میں تو نہ ہو. What is the significance and the use of that heart in which you, O Allah, you do not reside in that heart? Meaning the mahabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart which does not have the mahabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ta'alluq ma'allah, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, what is the use of that heart? And then he says, بس نام کا وہ گل ہے جس گل میں بو نہ ہو. That flower that has got no fragrance, it is just a flower by name. So you will find, and this is an example our late Mayus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to give, used to say that you get the lion in the Kruger National Park, and then you get the lion that is stuffed in the museums. So they stuff the lion in the museum. It looks just like the original lion, same. And then Hazrat used to say that lion will have their please do not touch, the one in the museum, will have please do not touch. And then you'll find, if you go to Kruger National Park also, they will also have similar signs, do not feed the animals, keep your windows closed, do not touch, perhaps they got a sign somewhere. So they may have a sign also, please do not touch. But there's a world of difference between the two. Though they look exactly the same, the lion in the Kruger National Park and the lion in that museum, they look exactly the same, but there's a world of difference. The one lion is a lion which has got a real ruh, it's got a real soul in it. That lion, if it just roars, then there is some science behind it. They say that the roar of the lion, it has an effect on the central nervous system. Just the roar of the lion. And Allah Ta'ala has put such an effect in that roar of the lion that it has an effect on the heart. It causes the heart to tremble. So there's usually an anecdote that you mention in a light-hearted way, that this person had a lion as a pet. You get people, they rear the lions from small. So they had this lion as a pet. So what happened, some guests came to visit and they stayed the night. And normally they would always mention to the guests that, you know what, don't get excited, but we have a lion that's a domesticated, it's a pet, it roams around the house. So they forgot to tell them. So that night, the person was sleeping and he needed to relieve himself. So when he woke up in the darkness of the night, he saw these two glowing eyes looking at him. When he switched on the light, that issue of the toilet was resolved right there. So the moment he saw that lion, it had such an effect on him that he couldn't even control himself. So Allah Ta'ala has put such an effect in that lion that even when that lion roars, the person becomes afraid. Sometimes the lion may be behind bars too, but the roaring of the lion has an effect on the heart. But that lion that's in the museum, so there also they have please do not touch. But there they're saying please do not touch, because if you're going to touch this lion, you'll damage the lion. The lion won't damage you. You'll damage the lion. So though the two look the same externally, but there's a world of difference between the two, and that's the internal factor. So it's an example, but in the same way, those of us who have got the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the relationship and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that heart is very different from a normal heart. In fact, in Urdu they say that the person is ahle dil. That the person is ahle dil, it means he's a person of heart. So our late Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that dogs also have hearts. Animals also have hearts. But people don't call those creatures ahle dil. But that person who has got a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a recognition with Allah ta'ala, then his heart is really worthy of being called a heart. In fact, Allah ta'ala in the Quran Sharif says that they have a heart, but that heart is completely sealed. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّهِ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. That their hearts are ineffective. The real purpose of the heart is not being realized. So therefore, we as mu'mineen, as believers, something that should be our goal and our objective is to create within our hearts a connection and a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our late Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah used to say to the students, used to say that acquire ilm-e-deen, the knowledge of deen, acquire it with the steam of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you study history, when we speak of locomotives and modes of transport, then there was a time when the huge trains used to move through the burning of the coal and the steam that would come out from that burning. It would cause the engine to move and pull those tons of material and goods and commodities from point A to point B. So it caused an entire train to move. And in today's time, the combustion engine that we have, similar concept, that fuel is burned, and that burning of the fuel, that steam and that explosion that takes place within the confines of that engine, it causes the wheels to move, and it moves that vehicle from one point to the next point. Even if you take the electric engines too, there's some electromagnetic fields that are causing that engine to move, that electric engine to move. In the same way, the person who has got that steam of the Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got that combustion of the Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got that electromagnetic current of the Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will find that there will be a different drive in his studies. There will be a different drive in his ibadah. That when he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be very different from a person who doesn't have that heart. When that person wakes up for Fajr Salah, then there will be a different feeling, because he has got a relationship with Allah Ta'ala. He's got that steam of the Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant it to us. We don't really have it, but really, you know, it is something which is a reality. It is mentioned with regards to Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Nawarallahu Marqadahu, who was the Sheikh of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And he was also the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Ashrafi Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And towards the latter part of their lives, they spent it in the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is said that from after Fajr, he would start his dhikrullah. And then he would read Munajat Maqbool so many times. And he would make tilawat of the Quran Sharif right till sort of midday. And then Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, I used to be there. And suddenly he says that in that, he would come to a point where he would just call out and say, Allah. And he said, we feel as if he was releasing some kind of a steam of that Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the person develops such a relationship of love. And of course, it doesn't mean if a person doesn't have it, then he doesn't have the love of Allah ta'ala. But we appreciate the condition of the Ahlullah, the hal that they finally reach. He says that when Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to start his khutbah, and the word Allah, when he used to take the name of Allah, then immediately a tear used to come out of his eye. A tear used to come out of his eye. And this is due to that great love that they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, how do we develop this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it something that, it is inherited? So we must understand that this deen of Islam is such a beautiful deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that is absolutely just. Allah ta'ala has not kept iman and hidayat for an exclusive group of people, for an elite family, that only the heirs of this family will be given hidayat, or only the people who come from a certain continent will be given hidayat, or only the people from a certain, tribe or certain complexion of skin, then they will be the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wilayat and this relationship with Allah ta'ala is for every single person. And each person can make an effort and acquire it and create a desire within himself. So even this mere talking about the mahabbat of Allah ta'ala and some form of desire entering our hearts, that too is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allahu يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. So Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat, مَنْ يَشَاءُ, to whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wishes, according to some mufassireen. Whoever desires and wishes for hidayat, then Allah Ta'ala grants him hidayat, according to some mufassireen. Sometimes the person is desirous that I wish I get hidayat. I too wish I can become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. But he keeps on committing sins and he keeps on falling and he gets up and he falls and he gets up and he falls. So that too is a ni'mat. Just that desire coming in the heart is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a friend of ours in our student days. He was elderly compared to the other pupils. Most of the students were in their early 20s, or some of them were between 15 and 20. You get a student or two that may be 22 or 25, but generally that would be the ages of the students. He was in his 40s. So there was a big difference in age. And he had a unique story in that he had accepted Islam, and he even fought in one particular army without mentioning that country. And after he fought and came back to his hometown, then he eventually became a bouncer in a nightclub. For those who don't know, it's a bouncer. So outside these nightclubs, they have these heavy, heavyweight people that control, you know, the crowds in case people go mad. So they keep them under control. So he was a bouncer. He was, mashallah, quite fit. So, and he led a life. You can imagine now what kind of a life he was leading. In the fast lane, absolute freedom, no restrictions. But he said he came to a point in his life where though he had everything internally, he was absolutely miserable. He didn't feel nice. There was something missing, misery inside. Until he eventually even became suicidal. He wanted to take his own life. He says one day he was walking and he just called out that, oh God, this can't be life. This can't be life. And there was like a calling in his heart that he wanted guidance. And he said somehow or the other he ended up going to a bookshop. He walked inside the bookshop, he bought a few books, said I'll just rather read. And he came home and he says when he took out the bag that he purchased the books, to his amazement, in between was a copy of the Quran Sharif, translation of the Quran Sharif. And he had not even intended to purchase it. Accidentally, somehow or the other, he bought it. So he even thought to himself that I don't want to read this book here. He put it in his shelf and he left it and he carried on with his other books. Period of time again passed. One day he was walking in his library. Again his eye fell on the Quran Sharif. Thought to himself that, you know what, I'm an adult. I got understanding. You know, it can't be so bad. Let me see what's inside. And when he opened it, subhanAllah, his eye fell on certain verses of the Quran Sharif and he continued reading and he got hidayat and Allah Ta'ala changed his life. So the point is that there was a desire in his heart to get guidance and Allah Ta'ala looked at that desire and Allah Ta'ala accepted. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes looks at the desire that comes within the heart. That the person had a desire. Last week we spoke about that student who passed away. So he had a desire to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He didn't complete it, but Allah Ta'ala made it such that he passed away in that condition whilst memorizing the Quran Sharif. We have hope that inshallah Allah will raise him amongst the Huffaz. Hadith of Rasulullah, which we also quoted last week, Niyatul Mu'mini Khairun Min Amali, that the intention of a believer is greater than the action. The person made an intention that he wants to be a means of hidayat for the whole world. He wants to help every single poor person in his community and in his society, and he's got a long vision. His intentions are very, very far. Subhanallah, that itself, just having that intention and that vision is already a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, that is even better than the action itself. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just having that desire by sitting in these sort of gatherings, that even if that inclination and then desire comes, that Ya Allah, I also want to get a relationship with you. That now for me to do good deeds becomes not only easy, but it becomes enjoyable. That's the beauty of it. That Allah Ta'ala will make it such that when a person develops a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person starts loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to do good deeds will not only become easy, but rather he will enjoy it. That now when he or she performs salah, then it won't only be that the person is able to perform salah, but rather the person will enjoy performing salah. That when the person performs salah, like how Rasulullah said, the coolness of my eyes is in salah. That person who has a relationship and a bond with Allah Ta'ala, he will get a level of enjoyment. And as we said, it is not for some exclusive group of people. Any person Allah Ta'ala can grant it to him. So the question is, how do we develop the love of Allah Ta'ala? I'll give one beautiful incident which our late Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi gave to one doctor in Johannesburg. So this doctor came to Maulana. He said, Maulana, you know, give me a very easy prescription on developing, on how I can develop this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Rahmatullahi told him that, you know, you You are performing salah every day. You have to go to the masjid. Go a little early to the masjid. Perform your sunnat salah. And then there will be some time between your sunnat and the when the salah commences. He said, just sit down and start pondering over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. You know, the other night I went to the masjid, musalla, and I saw one person. See, now it's such a common thing. People sleeping on the road, people sleeping on the side of the road, you see them. One particular person was sleeping underneath a car. So the car was a little bit high. The person was sleeping underneath the car. So, you know, sometimes you look at something and you carry on, but somehow or the other that thought kept on, you know, haunting me or coming back to me, that Ya Allah, how much of shukr we must make. We have roofs over our heads. The person has a roof above his head. This person's roof is the undercarriage of a car. And then how often we see some of them, it's pouring. The person takes one packet, he wraps the packet around himself, and he tries to sleep like that. That's his entire home. That packet there is his entire home. So the person, when he looks at these things, and then he thinks about himself, yes, he may not be having a palatial home. Maybe she doesn't have a three-bedroom home. Maybe she's got a small little flat. But what about those people who are sleeping on the road? Should I not be making shukr that, Ya Allah, at least you gave me the small little space, you know, that I have some level of comfort which is far higher than the level of comfort of people who are out there on the road. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said to him that ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. And each person knows that there are so many bounties of Allah ta'ala upon him. Unbelievable the amount of bounties. Some of them we don't even ponder and think over. May Allah ta'ala grant shifa to one particular alim who's unwell. But suddenly the body, something happens in the body. The person has a blockage in the artery. Perfectly normal, the person was functioning, laughing, you know, moving around, doing transactions, having meetings, doing this, doing that. And then suddenly something happens and the entire person's life can be turned upside down. Blockage in the artery, person gets a heart attack, a person suddenly has a stroke, the person's kidneys fail, something or the other can go wrong, and our bodies are so complex. They are so complex, there are so many parts in the body that are functioning in harmony and in uniformity, we don't even realize it. So the person, his brain is functioning well, the eyes are functioning well, the ears, wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Person doesn't even have to go into his house. Just look within your own body. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created your own body with such perfection. It is a marvelous piece of engineering. Absolutely unbelievable. So a person looks within his own body, how everything functions. And it was not the father, not the mother. They had absolutely no control in what was happening, what was being created. If you ask the mother what's happening now, you're putting the eyes there or the ears or what is happening. Mother says, I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa alladhi yusawwirukum fil arhami kayfa yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that fashions in the womb of the mother. So a person just looks within his own body and he will see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him or her. So a person, Hazrat Rahmatullah said, ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, for a period of time, a person will ponder. You can't count not even one bounty of Allah ta'ala, but a person little bit every day, one bounty here, another bounty on that side. As we said, a person is walking, he sees something, and then he thinks to himself, Subhanallah, how much shukr I should make. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah said, now take a cursory glance over one's sins. You don't need to go too deep into the sins, otherwise sometimes the person gets hooked and caught back into that sin again. So a person takes a cursory glance over his or her sins, and then a kayfiyat, a feeling of regret and remorse will be in the heart. That the person will say that Allah, who was so kind to me, how could I use his bounties and his ni'mats upon me to violate his very commands? So that feeling of nadamat, of regret and remorse will be created in the heart. And that is the very essence of tawbah. That is the very essence of repentance. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali then linked it up to the verse of the Quran Sharif. that when a person makes tawbah, then inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin, that Allah Ta'ala loves those who repent. And when Allah Ta'ala loves someone, then automatically that person also, he begins to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one easy way of developing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ponder over the bounties and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is already about expiring. Inshallah, if Allah gives the opportunity, we'll discuss the beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in that dua is also a prescription on how to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with His love, with His recognition, with a relationship with Him. As we said last week, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say that, oh Allah, make me like that fish that swims deep down in your ocean of muhabbat and your ocean of ma'rifat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving, most loving, most caring, most merciful, most gracious Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us so many bounties upon bounties upon bounties. In fact, Ya Allah, you have said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Oh Allah, we cannot even count a single bounty of yours, Ya Allah. Yet, Ya Allah, we have violated so many of your commands, Ya Allah, by using the very bounties that you had granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, لَكِنْ هَمْ نَادِمْ هَا. Oh Allah, we have regret and remorse. We are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly, unknowingly. In the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are such a kind Allah, such a Haleem Allah. That despite all our sins, Ya Allah, you still provide for us, Ya Allah. You still have shown so much of mercy and granted us so many opportunities and chances. And Ya Allah, O Allah, you have used and chosen and selected us, Ya Allah, to serve your deen and to be of some form of benefit, Ya Allah. O Allah, we know, Ya Allah, we are not deserving, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are extremely polluted, Ya Allah, extremely filthy. You know condition better than anyone else, Ya Allah. But O Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. There is no one for us besides you, Ya Allah. There is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Oh Allah, the ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah ta'ala, they say, Ya Allah, if someone has to ask them, what are they seeking? They say, Ya Allah, we are seeking you from you. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours, Ya Allah. Our homes will not give us comfort, Ya Allah. There will be no sukoon, Ya Allah, in our homes. Our businesses will not grant us barakat, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, ame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, dil ata farma. Oh Allah, these students who are studying, Ya Allah, fill their hearts with your mahabbat, Ya Allah, so that they can acquire the ilm of deen of knowledge, or rather the ilm of deen, Ya Allah, the knowledge of deen, Ya Allah, with the esteem of the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, those beautiful qualities of the true students and ulama of deen, Ya Allah. The qualities of, Ya Allah, simplicity, Ya Allah, of, Ya Allah, humility, Ya Allah, despite the knowledge, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us all with tawadu and humility, Ya Allah. Grant us all the tawfiq to make fana of our nafs, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, attach our hearts to you, Ya Allah, and detach our hearts from this temporary world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the best of this dunya. But oh Allah, attach our hearts to you, Ya Allah. Attach our hearts to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, take us all to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Take us all to the lands of Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Those who have not gone for Hajj, take them for Hajj, Ya Allah. And those who have not gone from Umrah, Ya Allah, take them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, take us all again and again, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are well aware all our good desires, our aspirations, Ya Allah. And the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his own hand before you, Ya Allah, fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, whatever challenges, sickness, difficulty they are going through, Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.